It's opening night of the Mesquite Symphony Orchestra's 24th season. As musicians warm up inside the city's art center, some of them wave from the stage to friends and family in the audience. Backstage, a gala for season ticket holders features cake and punch served by this year's symphony debutantes. The symphony was formed in 1989. Gene Weisenbaker was part of a team of Mesquite residents who started the group. Their reasons were simple.
There was nothing to do here.
Now, Mesquite arts lovers have plenty to do. The city may be better known for its rodeo, but it also has an art center, which opened in 1995, a mile from City Hall. The art center houses 16 arts groups, and Mayor John Monaco says the facility balances out the city's cowboy image.
I tell folks when I'm traveling about our city of Mesquite that the bookends are on one end we have our art center and our symphony orchestra. And on the other end we have the rodeo and everything in between, really.
The symphony is the art center's largest group, with more than 70 members. The youngest are in middle school and have only been playing a few years. Then there are the original members like cellist Jerry Waite. He had to think for a second about how long he's been playing.
Well, since I was in high school, so that'd be 70 years or more, 75 years.
That gap in experience comes with plenty of opportunity for old and young. Arvin Tsai is a Garland High School senior who plays the violin.
You don't get high-quality music like Beethoven symphonies or Tchaikovsky symphonies like that at high school level, very rarely. So this is a real opportunity to see what world-class symphonies get to play.
If there's any friction between the kids and adults, it's hard to find. Several students share music stands with section members three times their age. And the younger members are important for the group's future. Linda Yeomans has played viola in the symphony for 21 years. She says having the student players around is comforting.
Just knowing that there are young people coming up who are going to continue playing in orchestras so that the orchestra is not going to go away.
This season includes 8 performances, and the programs don't just focus on the tried and true repertoire. This Saturday, the orchestra performs Mexican music. A March concert is devoted to music from cartoons, and the season opener featured the music of William Grant Still, the first African-American composer to have a symphony performed by a major orchestra. Roger Gilliam has been the Mesquite Symphony's music director for 18 years.
We have a lot of private teachers, a lot of band directors, people that are semi-professional or professional level players, but because of the music that we play, they like to play here. That's one of the things that I believe strongly in is you don't play music down to the lowest level, you play music to the highest level and then encourage the lowest level to come up.
Back inside the main performance hall in the Mesquite Arts Center, the last of the ticket holders file in ahead of the 7:30 start time. Meanwhile, Gene Weisenbaker runs a table that sells Mesquite Symphony recordings and t-shirts. She says that all the effort that she and others put into keeping the group running is helpful for those who don't want to drive far for their classical music fix.
Well, now we don't have to go to Dallas for anything. We have everything here.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.